I'm sorry? What's that noise? Is that, that's not hangover again, is
that's
it?
That's the best I can do today, man.
It's hangover again?
No, no, that was
last
yesterday,
Monday,
really.
You were crushed.
No, I'm okay, actually, today. Actually,
today
I'm okay today.
Right.
Yeah, I'm in a good, I feel, but I don't want to do a Monday. I just want to go home. Is that okay?
No one wants to work less than you.
No, I know. Isn't that cool? I mean,
is it cool?
Yeah, I hit that. I mean, everybody doesn't want to work.
Right. Agreed.
So I am the most not wanting to work.
You may be at the top of that list.
Pretty cool.
And you have a pretty good gig.
I have a killer gig.
And it doesn't matter.
And I love it.
Yeah.
Nope. Don't
doesn't
care.
Matter.
Nope. Want to go home, play with a cat and the dog. Sit in the backyard.
Look at your bobcat.
Drink heavily. Look at my bobcat. That's not a bobcat.
What was it? Didn't you send me a video of an animal in the back of your house?
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know.
Oh, all right. I'm a little worried about you.
You should be.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Sligo show.
Hell yeah.
We?
Yeah. The really short one. It's only half an hour today.
That's from now till 7.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Like normal, yeah.
Damn your math.
Yeah, no, we're good. Neighbors from hell today?
Neighbors from hell.
This seems to come up a lot. Because there's a lot of people who are difficult to get along with.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I have great neighbors. I have really good neighbors.
Do you
I'm
really?
Amazingly good neighbors.
Wow.
Yeah. I think I've only had one arse of a neighbor that I can really think of.
I had two at the same time.
Did you?
Yeah. On each side of me.
Sheesh, kabibble.
Now, who's probably the problem there?
Definitely them.
That's
without
right.
any doubt.
That's right.
My
them.
Friend.
Best fast food restaurants. There's a new survey out that is ridiculous.
It'll
get your blood boiling.
Oh, nice.
And it's not cool.
And I'm sure McDonald's is on the list somewhere. Your favorite.
McDonald's is on the list.
Where's Rally's?
Rally's.
Love Rally's. It's hard to find, man. You got to go to really weird ass neighborhoods to
I've
find a Rally's.
I've barely heard of Rally's.
That's why they rule.
Because there aren't any?
Yes.
Okay.
It's impossible to find.
All right. And there's a spike in COVID, and everybody's having to put the mask back on. And our 1 second non-side rock. Episode. Oh, wait. We don't have
what
that.
What did you just say?
Somebody got it.
I think we should play a special game with it, though, this hour.
Okay.
Yeah, a crazy.
With the 1 second? Okay.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
Right.
So stick around for that.
That's coming up. It's 95.5 KLOS.
I'm dead.
He's dead. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
That is a fact, my friend.
Coronavirus spiking again in Los Angeles County has more than 3,000 new cases reported in 3 days.
Straight to hell. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard that. I've heard it's all over the place.
3,000 new cases reported in the last 3 days.
So it has to be the Delta Airlines one or whatever,
it
right?
It is the Delta variant for the most part, yes.
Right. Yeah, that's fun.
And here's the news, and then I have a question for you.
Okay.
More than 99% of people dying from COVID are unvaccinated. And here in LA County, we're seeing an increase in new cases. For the first time since early March, LA County saw more than 3,000 new COVID cases in the past 3 days.
We're averaging 1,000 patients a day being diagnosed with COVID. That's up from 200 and something in May.
200. Back in May.
Yeah.
200.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very significant event.
There's growing concern about the contagious Delta variant, particularly among unvaccinated people. Medical experts say those who are vaccinated have a high level of protection.
We have a large population who are not immunized.
COVID has mutated into several different strains. Delta is California's most dominant one, making up 43% of cases in June. The CDC says more than 159 million Americans are fully vaccinated. Experts say there's a political divide. A recent poll by the Washington Post shows 93% of Democrats say they are or will be vaccinated. Only 49% of Republicans say the same.
All right. So
that's weird. I mean, it's not weird. I get it, but it's just
so
weird.
So then it goes on, and Dr. Fauci says it shouldn't be a political thing. It's a health thing.
Yes.
So here's my serious question.
Mm-hmm.
How long do we have to care about unvaccinated people?
Oh, I'm sorry. I already stopped quite some time ago after I got my last couple
of shots. Because, you know, here at the station, for example, we have to wear masks again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'll do that.
Yeah. Whatever.
I'll live. I'll live.
Yeah. Well, I think it's
but
all.
But if you're choosing.
Which is your choice.
That which you can choose.
Of course. America.
Then at what point do I stop caring?
I'm there now.
You're already there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's annoying that it's continuing, and it's because people aren't getting vaccinated, but if they don't want to get vaccinated, that's their right. That's their deal.
That's their choice.
That's their choice. Yeah, for whatever reason. I don't even care about the reason so much.
I feel
anymore.
Like there are some people who really have, like,
medical issues
and or medical doubts that yes. aren't just,
well, I don't know about the doubts.
I don't believe.
Yeah.
I don't believe in anything.
That's different. But, you know, the people that really cannot get the immunization for various reasons,
right.
I think are probably 5%. It'd be interesting
probably
to see.
Less than that.
Yeah. But to be generous.
Yeah.
To be liberal. I would
so
say
for
5%.
Example, you can't control having a peanut allergy.
Right.
But schoolrooms don't have peanuts just in case.
Right. So I'm willing to wear a mask as a result.
But that's
to some
a
degree.
Choice.
Yes.
I mean, that's not a choice.
Right, right.
You have a peanut allergy, you don't, it's a scientific thing.
Right, so you can't have them on planes, and I think that's
okay.
fine. You know, I used to love getting honey roasted peanuts
right.
for free on a plane.
And the rest of us
but
are
I'm okay with it.
Okay with that
sure.
because you don't have a choice.
Right.
If you have a choice.
Right.
I'm pretty close to FU Boulevard. I'm getting pretty close.
Oh, I'm there. I mean, you know, in I can't remember, Maryland, they said that every single person, and I would like to see the absolute data on this, but that died in June of COVID was unvaccinated.
Yeah, it's over 99%. It's over 99% in the country.
So how much more proof does one need?
I don't know.
I don't know what one needs. I mean, no matter what the cause of it is or where it came from or how it started, who cares? This is keeping you from getting it.
Yeah, well,
and
some
you're
people
get
don't
it.
Believe that.
And then they will find out, and that's why
right.
I don't care.
Well,
I'm just
I'm getting pretty close to that.
come on over to the dark side. We have cookies.
So we'll take your calls at 818-955. Wait, you have cookies? 818-955-KLOS. How long are you willing to wait?
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do about it if not? You can't be talking about forcing vaccinations.
No, of course not.
Right.
But you can, like, they are suggesting that you wear masks.
Right.
And a lot of people are going along with it and wearing masks just because.
Yeah, I'm fine because I don't want to, if I carry it, which is possible, even though I'm vaccinated, I don't want to give it to somebody.
Right, so that's you care about yeah. other people. That's
yeah.
what that comes from.
To some degree.
Right. But how long, let's say 6 months from now, there's still people getting sick. Are you wearing a mask to be nice?
Well, I will have to revisit that in 6 months.
818-955-KLOS. Call now. 95.5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We are both vaccinated.
Yep.
So the question is, how long do we have to care about people who are unvaccinated?
I'm not sure that I do at this point. They don't want any vaccinated.
I feel like let's give people a little time to realize that everyone dying in the hospital, over 99% is unvaccinated.
Yeah.
Maybe give them a minute or two
to catch up on that.
Yeah, maybe.
Fact. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're well past that.
Yeah, I don't really care.
You don't care at all.
Nope. They don't want to get vaccinated. They don't want to get vaccinated.
Right. I understand that. And eventually I'll get to that conclusion as
right,
well.
I just think
maybe they give them a second to reconsider.
To be like trying to go, no, look, it really is important. It's not going
right.
to change
this
your
body. This isn't bad science. Watch. Look at the
right.
science. Look at what the scientists are saying. Ask
right.
your doctor.
Right. Ask your doctor.
Yes.
Tell your doctor what's right for you. Like all the ads say.
So we're taking your calls at KLOS. Hello.
So I heard you guys want us to call in about whether or not we're getting vaccinated.
Well, yes. Yes and no. Yes, are you getting vaccinated? But also, how long are the rest of us supposed to wait if you decide not to get vaccinated?
I mean, I think that everyone deserves to protect themselves as much as they think they feel they should.
Right.
So wear a mask if you feel frail and if you
frail.
Want to protect yourself.
Well, see, I don't feel frail. I wear a mask so that I don't give it to other people,
yes.
but I don't feel the slightest bit frail.
Yeah, I think it's more help. The mask is more helpful to make sure you don't give it
yeah.
than to make sure you don't get it.
Get it, yes.
Right.
So how long are we patient?
Yeah.
Have you been can I ask if you've been vaccinated? Is that a politically incorrect question?
It's so not PC. How dare you?
You rule. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Hi, KLOS.
Kevin and B.
Well, close enough, yeah.
How you guys doing?
We are good.
Aces, how are you?
Living the dream, bro.
Wow, how do you do that? I want to get there.
Living the dream. All right. How long do we have to care about unvaccinated people?
As much as I've seen in the past year, only certain people actually care about the mask. I mean, I know that you got sick twice, but I had my two daughters get sick. Me and my wife were just fine. So
you and your wife were what?
Fine.
Fine. Get okay.
Me
I
and
gotcha.
My wife were just fine. Yeah, I mean, we had no issues at all.
Okay.
I'm not sure what you're saying, though.
So my question is, are you still going to wear a mask when you go to a grocery store or other places where they suggest it?
Negative.
Negative. Okay. So you're you're driving right along beside Sluggo and Street.
Oh my God. Hey, you can't say on the radio.
Oh, well, good thing I hit the B button then.
Good tip.
Or did I? Thanks. Hi, KLOS. Where are you at on continuing to be concerned about the unvaccinated?
Yeah. You know what? People have their own choices, and it's nobody's business what they want to do. But see, I have to ask you a very important question, and this is way bigger than COVID.
Okay.
And why is the people that schedule your music keep on letting bands like Aerosmith and Guns N' Roses ruin Beatles songs? It's should be against the law.
We're not really your Beatles station, except for Sunday mornings.
It doesn't matter. You're still letting them ruin their songs.
Okay, take it easy.
I love this. I love you. This is the weirdest question ever, but I can smoke what you're saying, sir, and I appreciate
I'm
you calling
I'm not positive
in.
How we got from A to B, but
I've never seen someone so upset about a cover. I love it. Yay!
That is funny.
Yeah, that is more important than COVID. He's right.
He is right. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, thank you.
Pretty good, but here's the thing. I think I wear a mask to protect everybody from myself,
right,
and to protect myself, because let me tell you, I work for the county, I work in a psychiatric hospital, and all of our residents inside the hospital, we have 43 in our residents, and they're all vaccinated except for about three of them,
right,
and we've had an outbreak with the Delta variant in there, and out of 43 patients, it started with one. Now we're up to 21 patients.
Wow.
And they're all vaccinated, except for the two that I was telling you about. And the problem is that the people that were unvaccinated, the variant is sending them to the hospital. They're back on respiratory. You know, we're having we're having to wear the N95s again. We're all over that.
Right.
We're having to wear the N95s, the face shields, the yellow gowns. And then the people that are vaccinated, They're coming back positive, but they're not coming back with as strong as effects, you know, as if you weren't vaccinated.
Right. But what we're saying is,
and that's what the vaccine's supposed to do. You know, it's supposed to block. But
exactly.
I come home every day with it. You know, I come home to my kids, and before I even come in the house, I got to strip down my clothes in the backyard and throw them on the ground and take my shoes off and run straight to the shower. You know, and because I don't want to be bringing this home.
Right.
Once I shower and I change my clothes and I wash my clothes, I still wear a mask because I don't know if I'm carrying that germ.
But don't you think that you have a job where you should, where you most likely will wear a mask for ever? A
couple years at least. Yeah.
I mean, because of your job.
In hospital settings, you have to wear the mask.
Right.
We're wearing the N95s, you know, but you have the freedom to not wear it.
And if you're in a psychiatry hospital, can't you just steamroll the other people and just jab them?
This is not One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Okay.
You're not Nurse Ratched, are you? Right on. Well, we're right with you. Can't wait for it to be over. Thanks for calling in, man. Thanks for doing the work you do.
Thank you, man.
Take care.
Right on. Bye. I mean, we were just about to play the GNR version of that song, right?
Which I voted for, even though the...
Yeah, you wanted to start it.
I did.
And then say, denied.
That guy called and yelled at us.
I know, I love it.
And he wanted to hear the Beatles version.
Yeah.
So we replay his call.
Yep.
And play the Guns N' Roses version. That
would have been funny. It would have been very funny.
Yes.
But such passion deserves to be rewarded. Probably the only time, but what the hell.
Okay. All right, why not? Speaking of passion,
uh-huh.
Look, we've been doing our one second of nonstop rock.
Since the dawn of time.
Since the dawn of time.
Oh, my God.
And we have a super mix of every single clip we've ever played. Which is how many?
I think it's like 45, something like that.
45 songs in a row. Yeah. So...
45 seconds of nonstop rock.
We're going to play you a montage of these songs, and if you can get all 45 in a row...
That's right. The first person that can...
In order...
Uh-huh.
We're going to...
We're going to give you 25 cents. It's a quarter.
I'll throw in a quarter as well.
What? You mean 50 cents? Are you serious?
Because I think it's hard.
Yeah, it's a little difficult.
Okay.
All right, so listen closely. This is everything you've already heard. You've already heard these clips.
And you've heard the answers.
People have won like $7,000 or whatever on these things.
Right.
So no problem. It should be easy for you to win the 50 cents.
So good luck.
Right now. All right, here you go. Take a close listen.
for 50 cents, can you name all of those songs in order?
I know one.
Let's see, how do we split up a quarter?
Listen,
50 cents.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Oh. Yeah, sorry, then you don't get anything.
Sorry, but thanks for trying. Better luck next time.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We'd like to play a new game.
Yay!
True or false? So that happened.
Ooh, true or false. That's
yes,
rough.
True or false.
Those are hard.
So that happened. Over this weekend, some things happened.
Oh, some stuff that went on this weekend.
Yes.
Were you paying attention?
Mm-hmm.
I certainly wasn't. So,
but true or false gives you 50-50.
That's true.
You could actually guess.
And, or is it false?
It.
Yeah.
And you're going to qualify either for the Metallica Flyaway, if you can go to that, mm-hmm. or you will get a t-shirt, an LA Rats KLOS t-shirt.
Yeah, or a nice hard slap in the face.
Both. Or three. So give us a call right now, 818-955-KLOS, and we'll play. So that happened. Next.
And your dialing music is this awesome song that you might get a t-shirt because of. LA Rats is who that is. I've been everywhere. 95.5 KLOS. I love these t-shirts we have.
Yeah, they're pretty cool looking.
Very cool. Thanks to the LA Rats for hooking us up with them. We're going to give some away now.
That and or the Metallica Flyaway.
Yeah.
With a game that we call So That Happened, True or False, about this weekend. KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Vanessa.
Vanessa, welcome to True or False.
All right.
So that happened. So you were paying attention over the weekend, and yes. You can tell me true or false. Jeff Bezos went into space.
Yes. True.
I'm sorry, that's false.
It's going to be difficult, more difficult than I thought.
It was Richard Branson.
Yeah.
They were the billionaires that were racing into space. Sorry, yeah, it was
the other rich white guy.
Shoot.
Kind of a setup. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Okay. But thanks for playing. Thank I would have probably gotten that wrong, too, actually. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
This is Matt. Calling from Ventura.
All right. You. So that happened this weekend. You ready?
Okay.
True or false?
True or false? England won the Euro Cup.
Wait. Did you say false right out the gate?
Yeah, I was just going for it. Let's see.
I love
that. Can you say the question again?
Yeah.
England won the Euro Cup. It was a soccer tournament for European... What?
I changed my answer to true.
You shouldn't have, because it's false.
Oh, my God.
Italy won by PKs. Okay, thank you. Wow.
Hello.
Hi. Who are you?
How you doing?
Good.
I'm Gordon.
We're good. So that happened. Are you ready for our quiz from this weekend?
Sure. Let's go for it, man.
Black Widow was the number one movie this weekend. The lead character is played by Natalie Portman.
False.
False is correct.
Oh, wow, really?
Scarlett Johansson.
Wow, nice.
Yes, nicely done.
Hey, so would you like a t-shirt from the LA Rats, or if you're able to go to Atlanta and you win that drawing ultimately, would you like a chance to see Metallica?
I'd love to see Metallica. How do I do that? Is it?
Yeah, you're good. You're good. Just stay on the line. Don't go away. We'll get your info. You might be in that drawing now. Stay there. And 818-955-KLOS if we want to keep playing this game. I think we should do Truth or Dare next time.
Truth or Dare.
Instead of True or False, yeah.
Let's go to the phones. KLOS, hello.
This is Eric.
Eric, true or false? So that happened this weekend. Conor McGregor fought over the weekend and won by a knockout.
He did not. That is false.
That is false.
Nice. Wow.
Nicely done.
Impressive. So,
did you see his foot break? His leg?
Yes, I did.
Oh, it was so gross. It was like 90-degree angle.
Wow.
Oh. Instant
puke. And he's still talking crap.
That's true. That is true.
Well, you're first out the gate, so you get to choose. Would you like to be in the Metallica drawing? Definitely pick up their Black Album remastered, or you want the LA Rats t-shirt, which is awesome and very cool.
I'm going to take that LA Rats t-shirt.
Sweet.
All right.
Nice. Hold on. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Get your information. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
I'm Josie. How are you?
Aces.
We are good. We're playing So That Happened, True or False. Do you pay attention to sports? It's a lot of sports this weekend. The USA lost to Nigeria in basketball. True or false?
I'm gonna go for true.
That is true.
50-50 chance.
Wow.
Yay!
That is true.
Now, the last gentleman didn't think he'd be able to go to Atlanta to see Metallica. Should we put your name in that drawing instead? Do you think you'd be able to do that this fall?
Well, I'd be able to do that, but I'd rather have the shirt.
All right.
Nice.
Good enough.
Congratulations. Well done. And good guess. Fine guess.
Thank you.
Thank you.
People really do win if you guess on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We want to shout out Valley Relics Museum in Van Nuys. I follow them on social media. They have all those old signs, all the big, giant neon signs.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it's over there by my favorite dispensary, by the way.
Ah.
But they've got a bunch of KLOS stuff. Eddie from Cali was just showing me a video. He was just in there this weekend.
Very cool.
Yeah, Valley Relics Museum. Got a bunch of KLOS 95.5 stuff, so if you're looking for some old stuff.
I'm glad you're in such a good mood.
Oh, why's that?
The American Customer Satisfaction Index released its list of best fast food restaurants.
Yeah.
Best fast food restaurants.
Well,
have you seen this list?
No, I have not. I know that McDonald's is absolutely your number one favorite place.
And it's
on the list, I'm sure.
It is on the list.
Oh, well, good.
Yes, that's it's last.
Good, good, good.
What? Mm-hmm.
What?
It's last?
What?
McDonald's is last.
Wow.
Which is absurd.
Is it because when you want your cheeseburgers plain, you have to park in the grill parking space, which I hate?
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. Oh, we don't get it plain. We get stuff all over it, so you don't know. It's really annoying.
What the hell? Just get what they give you and stuff it in your pie hole.
Oh, my God.
You're going to a McDonald's. It's a fast food restaurant. Doesn't matter if it's any of these.
It's not very fast if you keep making special orders. Look, special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way at Burger King. Where did they come in at?
I don't see Burger King.
What?
All I have is the top eight.
Oh, okay. At 8, at 5 o'clock p.m.
Number one is a fast food restaurant that took the top title for the 7th straight year.
Oof, hold on a second. What's that going to be? Wow, I can't even imagine. Certainly not Rally's. That's my favorite.
Rally's isn't even on
In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out Burger is not on the list I have.
Wow.
So my question
is... Your list is useless.
Was it not done in Southern California?
Guess not. What's the point?
Because isn't In-N-Out much bigger here than it is anywhere else?
Yeah, well, across the Southwest now. Vegas, Phoenix, yeah.
Number one for the last 7 years is Chick-fil-A.
No, no,
that's
no.
Number one.
No, 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 no.
Number two, that's with 83 out of 100. Number two is Domino's.
That doesn't count. I'm not thinking of that as fast food then. All right, Domino's.
It says of the fast food places, also known as limited service restaurants.
Yeah, that's not
so
fast
it's
food.
Kind
yeah,
of
that's cheating.
Domino's is, though.
That's all right.
Kind of.
Yeah, it's not very fast.
That's two.
Right.
Number three is KFC with 79.
Yeah, I do love KFC.
That's some good chicken.
You just like the Colonel.
And I like the corn
think he's cool.
as well.
You know,
the corn's a little soggy.
Turning into the Colonel. Actually, those biscuits are the
biscuits
bomb.
Biscuits are good.
Yeah, those are good.
Number four, I don't consider a fast food restaurant, but Starbucks at 79.
Yeah, that's cheating.
Number five is Five Guys.
Huh. Is that fast food?
That's yes.
I thought that was always a proper restaurant.
Oh no.
Oh. I've never been to a fast guy or Five Guys. Isn't that weird?
It's number five on the list, huh. Dude. Maybe you should go.
I guess so. Yeah, but according to you, it's useless.
By the way, if you have thoughts on this, like I do, give us a call at 818-955-KLOS.
Especially if you like Rally's.
Number six is Subway.
Mm.
Tied for number seven is 1, 2, 3, 4 restaurants. Four.
Okay.
Jack in the Box.
Yay.
Popeyes.
No.
Sonic.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Sonic.
And Wendy's.
Wendy's is aight. I remember in the 70s when Wendy's was kind of new and expensive.
I like Wendy's because of the Frosty.
Yeah, the Frosty.
That's pretty strong.
And those potatoes, you get them just like a full potato and you just put everything in the universe on it. It's really healthy. It's awesome.
And then coming in at last place is
we're
McDonald's.
How about if I tell you that?
What?
I don't know. I'm just being mean.
I love McDonald's. I would put McDonald's number one, although it's a pretty close race with In-N-Out. God, I would put In-N-Out
really?
Number
you
two.
Feel that strongly about In-N-Out?
Yes,
I didn't know
by
that.
Far.
Oh, yeah. I didn't
yes.
know that. Oh, yeah. The fries are the best on earth. I love those fries.
That's the one thing that I would pick McDonald's over In-N-Out.
Really?
The fries. That's why McDonald's is number one for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So number one is McDonald's. Number two is In-N-Out.
Well, what? You know, they're doing four ties at number seven. Why don't you do two ties at number one?
So I can do McDonald's and In-N-Out?
Do whatever you want, man.
Good point. I mean, I'm not the American Customer Satisfaction Index, but I'm pretty close.
I've always thought of you that way.
Right. So what fast food joints are we missing, and how is it possible Chick-fil-A is that good?
Yeah. Let's put it in its place.
818 955 KLOS.
Especially if you like rallies.
Stop it with the rallies. Dear Lord.
They're really good fries at rallies.
It's not McDonald's. The American Customer Satisfaction Index is something that's nonsense. It's rating the best fast food restaurants, and Chick-fil-A took the top title for the seventh straight year.
That makes zero sense to me.
Nonsense.
Yeah, that is nonsense.
Domino's number two, nope. KFC number three, okay. And McDonald's is last.
And where the hell is Rally's on this
Rally's
list?
Rally's is not on this
Rally's
list.
The best.
There's like two Rally's in
yes,
the world.
They're the best.
Dear God.
Get them fries.
818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Rally's.
Yeah, Rally's. You don't Woo! Love Rally's. You're just saying that so Sluggo will cheer.
No. I lived in a town where Rally's was the bomb to go to after school and during cruises at night.
Yeah, and they have the two sides, so you can get in and out, as it were,
Rally's
really quick.
Be number one.
Yeah, here.
What a ridiculous number one.
And then great fries, too. Thank you for calling.
Where would you put McDonald's?
That would be number three.
Oh, out of the...
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's not too bad, then.
All right.
Kevin's appeased.
I'll accept you.
Hi, KLOS, best fast food.
In-N-Out and Five Guys isn't fast food. There's no drive-through.
I agree with that. It's got to be a drive-through.
In-N-Out.
Yeah. I didn't make the list.
In-N-Out, so...
Is McDonald's in your top three?
Only for breakfast.
You can't do that. You can't break down only for breakfast.
Only for breakfast.
Look, he can do what he wants.
Yeah, well, then it would be a no.
So you better go with a yes for breakfast.
I'll take what I can get.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, calling about the fast food restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah, Jersey Mike's. Way better than Subway.
Jersey Mike's is great.
Yeah, that is good stuff.
What about Chick-fil-A at number one?
Yeah, what do you think about that?
No, garbage.
By the way, number one for 7 years in a row. Yeah. Absurd.
Somebody's on the pay
right
side there. Someone's got their hand out.
Payroll?
Yeah, whatever. That thing. I don't know from getting paid.
The
I do
pay
this for
side
free.
With their handout.
Hi, KLOS, best fast food.
Whataburger from Texas.
Yeah, what a burger.
I don't hate Whataburger.
What a f***ing burger.
Much better than In-N-Out.
That's what I always got.
Nothing's much better than In-N-Out. Don't be ridiculous.
Amazing shakes.
Hey, and McDonald's, I'll tell you, like I tell my girlfriend, you only have two choices. It's a hamburger or a chicken.
Right.
What takes so long? What do you want, baby? I don't really know. It's hamburger or chicken. Come on.
I need to think about this for an hour and a half.
They have fish.
Oh, don't throw that in there.
Yeah, suck okay.
It. Now it's going to be forever in the line. Thanks for calling, man.
All right. Okay. Let's talk some sense now.
Right?
Let's not be foolish.
Yeah.
Ridiculous study from the American Customer Satisfaction Index saying that Chick-fil-A is the top fast food restaurant for the seventh year in a row.
On earth.
Oh, straight to hell. KLOS, hello.
Let's go with Tom's Burger.
Tom's Burger.
Tom's Burger.
You mean Tommy's?
No, Tom's Burger. You've never heard of it?
No, where is that?
It's pretty statewide. It's like all over the place, man. There's a Tom's number 1 through, I believe, 20.
I have not heard of
Tom's. I've not been there. Is it good? Does it?
He hates it. That's why he recommended it.
Excellent. Okay. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Don't forget, we're doing our Metallica flyaway.
That's right.
This is fantastic. If you're the correct caller when we tell you, should we have people call now?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. You get a copy of the Black Album. You also get your name on the standby list to see Metallica headline the festival ATL Live in Atlanta this fall. You got to be 21 or over to qualify.
That is mind-bendingly cool.
I was thinking of things that were mind-bendingly cool with Metallica, and we did a breakfast with at the other place.
All right.
And it was at Honda Center.
Wow, that's a huge venue.
Yes, it is. And they were playing there that night, but they said, yeah, we'll do something in the morning in the locker room.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
So we go into the locker room, and it's really pretty small.
Sure, yeah.
And the band is trying desperately to move all their equipment in there. Mike Catherwood is on the phone with us now. Psycho
Hi,
Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey. How are you guys?
Do you remember that day? The breakfast with Metallica? So good.
Well, I remember that day. So, I don't really remember that event.
So they set up...
Wait, why is that? How can you not remember this? That sounds crazy. Metallica? Well,
I thought you were a Metallica fan.
Yeah.
Big. The first album I ever bought on the white chalky cassette at Sam Goody. I'm aging myself. But the first album I ever had was Master of Puppets.
Wow. So these guys were right there in front of y'all.
He was very excited. Yeah. So we set up the locker room. What's that?
It would have been amazing if I was right there with them, yeah.
We set up the locker room, and it was about two-thirds for the band.
Right.
With duct tape down the center.
Oh, my God.
And that was the dividing place so that the fans, of which there were 20,
wow,
were on the other side of the tape.
So they were a half a foot away.
Yes. With nothing blocking. They were just being cool, and the band was being super cool and asking, you know, answering questions, wow, and stuff like that.
And they brought in live all this gear, you said, yes, and they were playing live, yes, right at the, oh my God,
in the locker room.
Is your ears
so cool,
still ringing, I would think.
And Mike is the biggest fan, and I just wanted to get him on the air and say, let's reminisce.
Wait, I'm confused. Why don't you remember?
Well, I wasn't there, Lugo. I wasn't allowed to go to that one. I didn't make that. Didn't make that event.
Oh, what had you done? What had you done now? I hear stories.
Wait,
tales.
I thought Metallica was your favorite band.
Yeah, you can do anything.
I thought that was the first cassette you ever bought.
It was.
Okay,
and that story sounds familiar.
I believe, and honestly, this was so traumatic that I've actually blocked it out. You know, as people will do.
Mm-hmm. I'll remind you.
Reminded me.
I'll remind you. Mike was getting married for the first time and didn't have the rehearsal. That wasn't it. He had the rehearsal dinner and he couldn't come to the breakfast with Metallica.
For a breakfast dinner?
Rehearsal?
It was a rehearsal, yeah.
A rehearsal? Dinner.
Yeah.
Not even the rehearsal.
Dinner.
It was the rehearsal dinner.
Dude!
And I was like, Mike, there's like 20 people here.
Dude!
Honestly, outside of Metallica themselves, the band members and their crew, I think there was more like 10 people.
That's
there.
Possible. Yeah, that is very possible. And so I called Mike and I was like, dude, you got to come down here. This is really something. And he said, I'll be right there.
No, that's not. That's
What's
not
that?
What I said.
What
I
happened? Said, I don't remember.
I said, I can't make it because I've got to get married to someone who I'll be married to forever. And then that didn't happen either.
Well, wait, but this is a rehearsal. So you were figuring out how to put food in your mouth instead of being there with Metallica?
I don't even remember that, like, pictures. I don't remember if it was in a church or not. I have no idea. All I know is I had to go to this thing because it was somehow important. And it was not as important to me as that performance
would
have been.
Which is why you drove down to Honda Center and saw Metallica.
Right. Which makes sense.
Which all hardcore fans would have done.
Of course, yeah.
I didn't do that.
What's that?
That's not what happened. In fact, not only did I not get a chance to see that Sluggo, did I not get a chance to experience it, but then like some powdered wig, angry, old school British royal.
That's me.
Kevin brought the recording back to me and goes, now edit this up and play it for the show. Listen, go back and listen to this.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
How much we enjoyed it and make sure that it's ready to go for the show.
You know what's really funny is I called Mike and I was like, Mike, I want to talk to you on the air about that breakfast with Metallica. And he's like, I don't remember anything about it. And I had to remind him, I don't know why it brought me so much joy to be in a tiny room with Metallica and knowing that the only person who wanted to be there
more than
anyone.
And all combined in that room.
Was at a dinner for
rehearsal.
Rehearsal dinner.
Practicing to learn how to pick up your fork.
Yes.
Oh, dude, that's brutal. I think that Lars and Co. should do a new show for you.
Oh, I would love that.
Right?
Yeah, but not
just for
him,
Mike.
Because
no?
He didn't make the
really
right decision the first
he's
time.
He's claiming that he's a
he's
fan.
He's not a fan.
I gotcha.
Correct.
All right. We could probably arrange that, but
if I'm looking objectively at it, I guess I don't really deserve it. I just deserve it.
Oh, we've gone too far.
No, we haven't.
No, this is too far.
Nope.
He's sad now.
You know what we should do? We'll set it up and then we'll let people in and just not Mike.
Well, there you go. All right.
Love you, Psycho Mike.
Then have me edit it. Then have me edit it again.
That is brutal.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact.
I don't know if you saw this story out of New Jersey, but there was a man named Edward Cagney Matthews who was from North Jersey.
Hey,
sorry, New Jersey. And he was arrested over his viral racist meltdown.
Oh, I heard about this. I haven't seen it.
He has a black neighbor.
Nope.
And he's one of the most racist guys you've ever seen.
Wow.
And he's over there yelling at him in his face.
Right.
And they pretty much are chest to chest yelling at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to some of this that we found on TMZ.
What are you gonna do about it? What are you gonna do about it? You know why? Punch him! You know? Punch him! Punch him! Punch him!
Someone's suggesting someone punch someone. Mm-hmm. Punch him! Punch him!
You wanna know why I'm going after him? I don't care. I don't give a shit. So why are you here? I don't give a shit.
Didn't care.
I don't give a shit.
He doesn't care.
Put your hands on me. Come close. Hold on. Right there. I know. Right there. Right there.
So they have a little dance going on, basically.
So here's what I love.
Uh-huh.
I love that the neighborhood all came out because they heard stuff that was going on.
Sure.
and they rallied and they threw stuff at the New Jersey man.
Oh, good.
Who was being racist. Good for them. I love this.
Yeah.
They sort of attacked him back into his house.
Right.
Off and he then goes. The police took him.
Oh, okay. Right.
And now, now the police say when he comes back to the neighborhood, there's going to be an increased police presence because he's causing so much trouble.
So like around everybody else's house, but not his.
No, around his.
Oh, I see. Well, it should be the other way, right?
Yeah, agreed. I mean, they're basically trying to isolate him so that he can't get into any more trouble.
Mm, good luck with that.
But I do love the neighborhood that says, hey, dude, you're being racist, so we're going to take you down.
Right.
I love that. That's so beautiful. So we're going to talk about neighbors from hell. Neighbors if you have a neighbor from hell. We've done this before. We'll do it again. There's just so many neighbors from hell. It's absurd. How many poorly behaved people there are.
And who was it you used to throw rocks at? He was clearly poorly behaved.
Robbie Joyner.
Yeah, clearly a bad person.
I mean, we were kids. So, you know what I mean? Like,
but he deserved it. He was a terrible, terrible kid.
29 then, so.
Oh, that's a long time ago then.
Okay. So bad neighbors is what we're looking for. 818-955-KLOS is the phone number. You call if you've ever gotten into a fight with your neighbor. I love this so much. We got in a fight with our neighbor once when we shut off his house alarm. Oh. His house alarm was going off all night.
Right.
And they have cameras and stuff. So right. I just put on a ski mask and I jumped over the fence and because he wasn't home. They weren't home.
Right, right, right.
And their alarm was going and going and going.
Right. I
was
like, I love the ski mask. I love that you thought that.
I don't know. It's just
because I better wander around the neighborhood in the middle of the night now with an alarm going off with a ski mask on.
It was just the next door neighbor.
Oh, okay.
I just jumped the fence and I climbed up by where his little alarm thing was and I disconnected it.
Right.
So that it wouldn't keep chirping and yelling at the neighborhood when it was in the middle of the night.
Right.
And the guy had the guts to get mad at me for disconnecting his
That doesn't
alarm.
Really make any sense. Yeah.
I mean, it was a couple days later. I forgot. But I'm just saying.
And it was burglared several times over the next 2 days. Yeah.
By
just
me.
Waltzed in.
Oh, I should have burglared their house. I knew they weren't home. What an idiot.
But you're a good neighbor, so you wouldn't do that.
Right.
You wouldn't even think of it
until
all these years later.
Like a good neighbor.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Call us now. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're talking about neighbors from hell. KLOS, hello.
Oh, my gosh. Hi. This is funny. I've been listening to Soda since 1994. So we had this lady. We live in, like, a triplex.
Right.
And this happened, like, a year ago. And so it was like the middle of the pandemic. Like I was out of work. So I was just like, it's like noon, right? Like I'm in the backyard, just, you know, sun tanning. And then she's like, she's looking over the fence. Like, I guess she was looking for her cat or something. And like, this went on from literally like noon to like 8:30 at night.
She just staring at you?
Wait, hold up. She was just staring at you for
while
8 hours?
While you were sunbathing?
Yes.
Okay, that's weird.
Right?
What's her name? We should call her right now. We should have a word with her.
Give us her phone number. We'll call her right now.
Yeah. Stop staring at Monique. Thanks for calling, Monique.
Thank you.
Hi, KLOS, Neighbors from Hell, ?
Yes, Kevin and Sluggo.
Yes.
This is Mr. Mosh in Julian, California. Are we reaching?
We are reaching. 10-4, over.
Okay, so when I lived down in Mission Bay, San Diego, I lived above the garage, and I helped out the neighbor. He had the house in front, and he got an electric garage door opener, right?
Yep.
And I give him free cable. And the garage would go up, down, up, down, up, down.
Right.
All friggin' night.
Oh, so you think he was thinking that that was the remote control for his free cable?
Wow.
I don't know, but I had enough, and I would go cut his cable off so you have no TV for a week.
So you're like the cable company all of a sudden that way.
shut
it down.
You know,
yeah, that's fair.
Dealing with the tweaker with the garage up, down, all night.
I hear you, man. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was no fun. That went on for years.
Years?
I lived there for 9-10 years I did.
Wow, if anybody has somebody that's next door to them that they hate for 9 or 10 years...
Yeah, hats off.
Give me a call.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
So we can make them move.
Oh, look out. Look out. Oh, no. Oh. Well, that's going
to
leave a mark. Yeah.
Tickets are sold out for the KLOS Operation Comedy. This is a festival starring Bill Burr, Jeff Ross, Bob Saget, and more.
Yay, Bob.
Plus a special performance by John Mayer. It's Saturday, July 24th at the Wiltern. We've got your shot to win tickets right now if you want to call. 818-955-KLOS. Brought to you by the new Bud Light Seltzer, iced tea, and lemonade. Get these summer favorites wherever seltzers are sold or go to BudLight.com/delivery.
So July 24th, if you can make it to the Wiltern, be caller what? Did we say 13?
Caller 13.
Yeah, why not? 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. KLOS, hello.
Hi, this is Dawn.
What are you doing?
I'm sitting here talking to you.
Ah, how horrible for you. That's awful.
But you're color 13, so you win tickets.
Yay, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
Nicely done. You're going to get to go to Operation Comedy.
Operation Comedy, period.
It does seem that's like it. There was going to be another word, but there wasn't.
It's presented by Bud Light Seltzer Iced Tea and Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade, if that helps at all.
Sure, it does.
Okay,
yeah. All right. So imagine yourself, July 24th, sitting at the Wiltern watching a bunch of comedy. That's amazing, right? That's like old school stuff. Are you ready to do that?
That's fun.
Yay.
I am. I'm ready.
Excellent. Nice.
Do you know what I almost did just now?
I don't.
I almost queued up the little thing that says, ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
What are you talking about?
I'm already like, well, we've done our week's worth
of
work.
It's Monday. Why do you do that?
Rude, terrible thing to say to me. Monday, what a
now,
thing.
By the time it gets to Wednesday, we're all going to be going, why isn't it The Weeknd?
I always do that.
It's because Sluggo played that. Just right now said that.
I was thinking it.
Don't forget, Friday's in July. KLOS has a shot to win Vegas road trips that include a two-night stay in a suite at the Sahara Las Vegas. You get free cabana rental at the Retro Pool and $100 in food and beverage credit. You can win Friday morning with Heidi and Frank.
Oh, they're going to do it this coming Friday.
Correct.
And what day was that, by the way?
This Friday morning.
Friday.
Yes, Friday.
Friday. Mm-hmm. Let's pretend it's Friday.
You know what today is? Yep.
You're a bastard.
You know what tomorrow is? Tuesday.
Oh, well, that's better.
See you then.
All right. I'm off to pet the kitty. Bye. Mick Avery of the Kinks was part of the Rolling Stones on this day in rock in 1962 when the Stones made their live debut at the Marquee Club in London, subbing for a band that didn't bother showing up. A lot of birthdays on this day in rock. In 1943, Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac was born. Eric Carr O' Kiss born on this day in 1950. And in 1962, it was Philip Taylor Kramer's turn of Iron Butterfly. Stevie Nicks was part of a local band called Fritz, who opened for Janis Joplin at the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds on this day in rock in 1970. She says she was so amazed watching Joplin perform, she credits her with showing her how to connect with an audience on stage.